Thank you for being a part of our prophetic prayer partnership tonight. And for those of you who have been a part, we thank you for being recurring partners. Your partnership in prayer and your partnership in the prophetic ministry is so valued and so treasured. And I want to honor the Lord for each of you. Tonight, we are excited because we are continuing in our subject matter of restoration. Last week, the Lord gave us prophetic promise, prophetic declaration, and proclamation to affirm in our spirits that restoration has finally come. I pray that your spirit is yet uplifted. I pray that your spirit is yet high. I pray that you're still on a high and that the Lord has certainly been increasing your hope for a brighter tomorrow. For restoration has come. The season of restoration is here. The Lord will restore. The Lord will restore. I want to encourage you tonight, even further in this subject matter, that restoration is possible. I think a lot of the times when we look at restoration, we look at, the give back, we look at the return. But unfortunately, for many of us, we only look at the severity of the removal, the severity of the depletion, the severity of the destruction. When we see something destroyed, when we see something really punished severely, in our human perception, we automatically believe that it is at its conclusion and can never be recovered, can never be brought back to life, can never be vital and vibrant ever again. So in our minds, we draw conclusions. And I want to put that in your spirit tonight. And I want every person that's under the sound of my voice to come into agreement with this, because I believe that this is going to be the key to destroying those yokes from over our lives. And that is, we draw conclusions. I want you to say that. We draw conclusions. Or you can even make it personal. I draw conclusions. I resolve. I draw conclusions. I come to the expiration, I come to the end, and I am the one that announces the benediction. And unfortunately, for us, we never really see the hand of God moving on our behalf, and we never experience the restorative power of God because we don't think it's possible. For instance, let me give you an example. The disciples who had witnessed the brutality of the cross found themselves hiding for fear of their lives. And so when the word comes to them that Jesus had been raised from the dead, there were some of them that said, unless we see it. And Thomas is vocal. Thomas says, unless I see, why does Thomas come here? And then we give Thomas this whole big bad rep. Thomas, you're a doubter, doubting Thomas, doubting Thomas. But the truth is that Thomas really speaks for much of us who exist. And that is, the way I saw things happen up there on that cross, there's no way he came back from that. I heard him tell me he was going to come back. I heard him tell me if the body was torn down in 3 days, he would build it back up. I heard him say that he would be resurrected. But I did not think that his downfall, I did not think that his death would be that brutal, would be that vicious. I did not think that that level of destruction could be repaired. So, of course, naturally, we go into this doubt as to whether or not recovery is possible, whether or not restoration is possible. Why? Because of the trauma experienced in the moment of destruction. Many of us have gotten to that place. We just don't see the good. We just don't see how the good can come out of what we experienced. We don't see how the best can come out of what what we encountered. And as a result of that, we are closed-minded to the idea that perhaps God allowed the ruin to happen at the magnitude that it occurred so that he could restore you in the presence of those who did not think it possible for you to experience the height of life again, the fullness of life again, the overflow of life again. But I want to share with you, it was as bad as it was so that it can get as good as it's going to get. I want to say that again. It was as bad as it was so that it can get as good as it's about to get. Because God is going to cause that which has been negative, that which has been destroyed, that which has been removed, that which has been stolen, that which has been injured, that which has been completely obliterated, shattered even. God says, I'm going to restore. There is a restoration. He says, I'm going to put back into existence. I'm going to put it back into full use. I'm going to give it back. I'm going to return. You're going to see days that you never thought you'd ever see again. Many of you listening to me right now thought that those days were far gone, far behind you. You had put them at a distant memory. It's not going to happen. It won't occur. I won't ever see those days again, but I want to share with you, those days will be returned to you. The redeeming of time. God is going to cause you to see the days you counted out. You will see those days again. You'll see those levels again. You'll see those heights again. You'll see those sights again. I want you to receive this in your spirit because if you're looking for just the destruction to continue, then you won't know how to identify the restoration when it appears before you. And you'll think that it's some kind of scam that's happening, or somebody's running a game on you, or maybe playing a prank on you, or some kind of trick is happening. You'll think it's too good to be true, and you will decline your miracle. You'll decline your blessing. But I want to share with you that it is time for our view, our overview, to be repaired. It is time for our perspective to be healed. It is time for us to heal from the traumas that have occurred and to heal from the breakages that have occurred. And it is time for us to believe again, to believe that the power of God is able to restore, able to restore. It's going to be sealed. Not just restored, but embrace this word also with restoration because it runs adjacent to and synonymous to. It is a renewing. He will renew. So he's going to restore. And in that restoration, he is renewing. Now, when you start talking about renewing, it means to make like new, to restore a thing to its freshness, to its vigor and to its perfection. God is giving us perfection. No, Bishop, I experienced breakages. Yes, I know what you experienced, but where you saw cracks and where you saw breakages, you will see perfection. He will extend change. He will extend change and revive those places. He will rebuild those places. My God, things are going to resume. They'll start again. You're going to be launched and thrusted into seasons of restoration. My God, I feel the power of God on this once again. The more I'm talking about it, the more I feel like the prophetic wheel is turning. And I want you to start receiving this even now. Many of you that are listening I don't know whether you're jotting. You probably should. I often encourage our church members when receiving the prophetic to jot them down so that you can go back and use them as points of reference. They are the promises of God to you. He is going to restore. There is a renewal that is happening. He is regenerating. There is a regeneration that is happening. He is forming it again. That's what happened with Jeremiah there. In the potter's house, there was a marring. There was some kind of crack in the hand of the potter, a crack that happened in that particular vessel. And the potter says the crack is not presentable. The crack is not worthy of display. So I've got to reform it. I've got to create it again. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening in this restoration. God is recreating. He is reforming many of you who have been going through challenges, especially I hear in the spirit concerning your health. Many of you even have had challenges relationally. There have been great problems of communication in between you and another generation, a generation of that you're raising, your children, perhaps even grandchildren. There's been some breakages there, but there is a remaking. There's a rebirth. He's causing you to be reborn. There's a conversion that is happening. And then when you've got to understand about restoration, when restoration comes, it's not as it was. It's put back better than it was. My God, you're restored to a better state. A higher state, a more worthy state. You're being restored, but you're not going to be like you was. So I don't want you to expect things to be as it was because you're being restored. I want you to look for the better. It's going to be better than before. Somebody ought to declare that right now. Better than before. Yes, come on. And some of you that are listening, lay hands upon yourself and declare that I will be better than before. There are 90 of us on, 90 of our prayer partners that are on tonight. And I want you to begin to declare this. I want you to decree this now by faith. Better than before. Better than before. When God restores, it will be better than before. Not what it was before, but better than before. Not what it was before, but better than before. You will be better than before. Your health will be better than before. The promises of God are yea and amen. You are coming into a space of restoration. God's putting it back. God's putting it back. God's putting it back. God's putting it back. Glory be to God. Oh, well, the enemy took it. The enemy, the enemy, the enemy. And I think we have given so much credit and so much credence to the enemy that we are refusing to see that the enemy cannot do any more than what he is permitted to do. And if the enemy did come with warfare to rob you, to take from you, to steal from you, to cause destruction in your life, then you must also know that the same God who has allowed it is the same God who will command the enemy to put it back. Rebuild it. Now that's the power of restoration. The power of restoration is that God uses, watch this, oppositions to build back what they tore down. I want to say that one more time. God uses oppositions to build what they once tore down. The same God who permitted the injury, the same God who will command the relationship. You are being restored. You are being put back into existence. And don't be surprised who God uses. Don't be surprised which doors God allows to be reopened, what offers are made. Don't be surprised in this restoration if you are revisited by those who perhaps once did you dirty, did you wrong, did you unjustly. Don't be surprised, because that's how God works. God allows, my God, the opposer to come back and be the contractor. I want to say that again. God allows the opposer to come back and be the contractor. They will have to fix what it is they broke. God will allow it to be brought back, but it will be back better than before. You're coming back, you're making a comeback, and your comeback will be greater than before. We speak to your health. We speak to your relationships. We speak to your physical, mental, and emotional states of being. We speak to your spiritual assignments. We speak to all spaces of your life where there has been murkiness, cloudiness, uncertainty. We are declaring now that there will be no confusion, all clear. Nothing but clarity, declaring that the Lord has done this. The Lord has brought us to a particular space of restoration. He has given us back what has been once removed, and it is back better than ever before. It is back better than ever before. It is back better than ever before. Stronger. It is stronger, impenetrable. It cannot be destroyed again. It cannot be assaulted the same way again. You're coming back, and you're coming back greater, better than before. This is where God has us, sisters and brothers. There is a prophetic word that is being released during our partnership calls on Monday for the month of April. God is speaking explicitly and specifically to what is next for us. And what is next for us is restoration. I don't want you to expect destruction. I don't even want you to expect the continuation of the desolation you've already experienced. Now it is time for us to be healed from the post-traumatic syndrome disorder. It is time for us to expect the irregular, expect the unexpected. Look what happened. Jesus, they were looking for Jesus to look like how he looked on that cross. But when, oh my God, I feel the anointing on that. But when they saw him, they beheld the glory upon his face. It was so much that Jesus said, "Don't touch me because I've not yet ascended." My God. In other words, it would be too much for you to touch. Wait a minute. You don't look like the one they whipped on that cross. You don't look like the one that we saw hanging there, mutilated and brutalized and viciously attacked. You don't look like him. This is a glory here that we're seeing. And that's what many of you have got to understand. People are going to be asking you, what have you done differently? What are you doing? What are you eating? What's your diet? What's going on? And you be looking around. Have you ever had that happen? And you just start looking around. Oh my goodness, really? Oh, I don't know. And see, we get so dumbfounded in those moments, but I want to share with you what they will be seeing is the restorative power of God upon your life. The fact that you have come through the hills and valleys, the difficulties and challenges, and you are not reflecting what it is that you have been through. Oh, sisters and brothers, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty and powerful and generous and benevolent God we serve, mindful of us, considerate of us, that everything we've been through has not been powerful enough to end us. He is the God who restores. So, yes, what I want you to learn to do in this hour is to take on the prophetic, to take on the word of the Lord, and not require so much more, But accept the word of the Lord and accept it as truth. Accept it as absolution. Accept it as this is what my future is going to look like, and it will not be otherwise. The Lord will restore. Your restoration has finally come. It's here. It's happening. It's breaking out. My God, it doesn't need any permission. It doesn't need anybody to sign off on it. It doesn't need anyone to co-sign it. This thing has come. It is happening now. You are moving in the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. The power of God is moving right now on your behalf. Your restoration is here. It is so. It is done, and we say amen to it. I'm excited to pray for you tonight. I'm excited to decree and to declare the word of the Lord for you tonight. This is what God is saying concerning each of us, and we shall see his hand demonstrated like never before. I also encourage you, before I pray for you tonight, to go back and review the lesson I shared with our local church yesterday. You can always go to my website to review it, dariusnixon.com, and I want you to / the stream. I want you to get that, because God spoke to us yesterday specifically about his hand, and he gave us explicit details that his hand is not like our hand. And so there are no limitations to the hand of God. God's hand is at work on your behalf. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to pray for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests. Your prayer requests have come in, and we are praying for you. We do want to thank God for a praise report that we received. Amen. Says, blessings to you, Bishop Nixon. My dad is doing well with his cancer treatment, and the cancer has not spread all over his body. And I thank God for you, Bishop Nixon, and my inner city family church for your prayers. God bless you, Brother Mac. We are continuously praying for your father. We are sending prayers, and we are sending concern and hope and love and faith to Andre Hill, Deborah Johnson, Shanice Hicks, Kanika Jones, Lily Knox, Arletha Bullard Amparato, Betty Morrison, Garfelia Kerr, Cairo Bora, Jaquia Ebron, Mary Silvers, Michelle Tarua, Shavaya Williams, Verda Simmons, Johnny Stafford, Radonia Johnson, Diane Harge, Jaina Thompson, Sharima Abdullah, Latoya Hampton Beeman, Ashley Grant, Celeste Johnson, Rosalinda Archbold, Kikamon Rockmore, Letitia Williams, Justin Max, Shanika Muniz, Cheryl Trappier, Princella Smith, Diamond Renee, Smichael, and also Janet Durbin and Ruth Aileen. We are believing God for each of you, and we know that the Lord is able to do and will do just what he said. Let's pray. Let's pray with an earnestness. Let's pray with an exuberance. Let's pray with an excitement tonight. We are in our restoration. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity to come before your presence. We honor you. We obey your word. We obey your will. We bow down before your presence, and we worship you. Father, you are the greatest example. The greatest example that we have in our lives for patience, for continuance, for endurance, for long suffering. And Father, I am asking that even now, as we are recipients of the promise of restoration, I am praying for the strength of your people, the patience of your people, the endurance of your people, the longevity of your people. I am praying, God, that we do not fall short of the miraculous because of impatience. I am praying, God, that we have enough faith in you to wait to see the manifestation of every promise you have made. I pray, God, that even every Every life that has been negatively affected and brutally affected by the changes of life and the variables of life, I pray, God, that you would begin to strengthen those places that have been impeded and those places that have been violated. Those places, oh God, need your rebuilding. And I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit that comes to aid us, the anointing of the Holy Spirit that comes to undergird us and to hold us up. I am praying, God, that somebody who has felt like throwing in the towel and felt like giving up, confused and confounded, not knowing what's going on or which way to turn or what to expect or even what to think. I'm praying tonight that the walls of their spirit be rebuilt. I am praying that they be rebuilt stronger than they were before. I am praying that no suggestion from the enemy, no threat from the enemy, no taunting from the enemy would be able to penetrate their spirit and affect their faith negatively. I'm praying, God, that tonight you cause us to stand up upon your promises, that you cause us to stand upright, that we're not bending, that we're not feeble, that we're not broken, that we are not in shambles, that we are not denied access to your power and your presence. You have moved in time past and you will continue to move. We have absolutely no doubt in our minds that your word is in full effect, that your word is working on our behalf. Father, we thank you for every mission. We thank you for every assignment. We thank you, oh God, even for the places, oh God, where we have been weary in doing, weary in our well-doing. We have wanted to stop. We have wanted to discontinue. But Father, tonight we thank you that you are giving us new strategies and new wisdoms. We thank you that you are downloading to us new intel and new information from heavenly places. We are seated with you tonight. We are seated with you in heavenly places. We will not be denied. And we declare that absolutely nothing and no one has that kind of influence over us to detour us and turn us away from your presence. We are standing on your promise. You promised us restoration, and we declare that we shall see it. You told us that you were going to bring us back better than before, and we declare that we shall see it. Our eyes will behold it. Not only will our eyes will behold it, but our hands shall possess it. We believe that even now our feet shall walk upon it. We shall walk on the grounds of promise, the grounds of restoration, the grounds of regeneration, the grounds of revival. We are believing you, Father. We are believing you. We're taking you at your word. We declare that every trap, every ensnarement, every imprisonment of the enemy is now destroyed. I thank you that the yoke is destroyed, the chains and the fetters that latch onto your people to bring about bondage and to bring about oppression, to bring about even suppression. We declare that those chains are broken, never to be reforged, never to link again. I thank you that now your people are walking in a newness, a freshness in life. Increase the pep in our step. Give us new energy. Give us new aura. Give us new. We are declaring this new. We're declaring new, that everything in our lives begin to experience an overhaul and a makeover. And we thank you now. We give you glory now that this shall take presence. This shall take precedence, and it will have an effect in every place and in every space that we enter, spaces of employment, spaces of higher learning, spaces, whatever space we enter, our residential spaces, our sanctuaries. We pray that this change will start to take effect. We thank you that sadness is now being broken and grief is now being settled. We thank you that now there is a harness put around that heaviness and that it is now being cast into the sea, falling down to the bottom where it will sink and it will drown and it will exist no further. We thank you that there will be no continuance of heaviness, that you are liberating and freeing us from the spirit of heaviness. Heaviness, get up off of the bodies of God's people. Heaviness, get up out of the minds of God's people. Heaviness, get up out of the emotions of God's people. Heaviness, lift, lift off of God's people. You have no power. You have no authority. Our restoration is here. We have lived through the trauma. We have lived through it. And now we have lived to see the time of our restoration, the time of our recovery, the time of our revival, the time where our names will rise again as God promised us, the time that we will see prophecy fulfilled. We have lived to see it, and we declare that it shall be so. We thank you now, God. We thank you. We thank you for everything we've come through. We thank you for every step that you have held us and guided us. We thank you how you have led us. You have led us through the fire. My God, you have led us through the flood. You have led us all the way to the place and space of victory. And for this, we say thank you. We know that eyes have not seen. We know that ears have not heard. It has not even entered the heart of men. What you have in store for us, I thank you for how you're causing things to break out. You're causing a breakout to transpire and to happen all around us in every area of our lives. We shall experience it. We shall experience it. And we bless you for what we're about to experience. Thank you for rolling back every cloud. My God, rolling back every shadow. Thank you for casting away all things that eclipse our light. Thank you that you are allowing us to see clear days, clear moments, clear visions, clear. We thank you for clarity in the name of the Lord. We thank you. We embrace it. We embrace it. We embrace all you're doing. We embrace all that you are saying. We embrace all that you are suggesting. We're embracing all that you are assigning. We are embracing all that you are commissioning. Your will be done. Your will be done, and have your divine way, your complete way. And we yield to it. We yield to it. We yield to it, not to our own understanding, not to our own reasoning. We yield to your will. We bend and we yield to your way. We bow and we pay obeisance. We give homage to you. You are our God. Beside you, there is no other. We take you at your word and your word alone. You get the glory out of all that we see. You get the glory out of all that we experience. You be praised forever. This is our prayer. Thank you for restoration. Help our unbelief, any area that we would cause hindrance, dilemma, and delay. Free us from those spaces and bring us into divine deliverance. We thank you for it. We honor you. We praise you. It is in the name of Jesus Christ. We claim it. My God, we perceive it. Yes, and we are grateful for it. Thank God and amen. Come on, sisters and brothers, let's praise the Lord together. Let's begin to bless the Lord, all you who are his servants. Bless the Lord. Bless and honor him. Bless and praise him. Bless and worship him. He is worthy to be praised. Praise the Lord for his goodness tonight. Praise the Lord for his mercy tonight. Praise the Lord for his excellent greatness tonight. Praise him for his mighty acts tonight. Come on, we praise him tonight. We honor him. We bless him. Oh, give glory to God. Give glory and honor and praise to the Lord. Thank God for Jesus. Praise God. Praise be to our God. Saints of God, what can we say about tonight? Tonight has taken us to a higher place. We are higher tonight. And we are accepting our restoration. Don't deny it. Don't decline it. Don't reject it. Accept your restoration. It is God's gift to you. It is God's promise to you. Restoration has come. And the wonderful things that are getting ready to transpire in your life are not too good to be true. When you look at it, out of all that you have been through, all that you have survived, I think this is a great gesture from God to us to bless us for all of the trouble that we have been through. Remember what the word said. The word said, for your shame, you shall have double. Do you see that? It says, for your shame, you shall have double. There is a promise that for every negative thing you've gone through, there is a reward attached to it. If you can just live through the shame, you will experience the double. And I believe that our double has finally come. I'm excited about you. I'm excited for you. And I hope that you are just as excited as I am because we are going to live to see the days of our restoration, the days of our rejuvenation, our regeneration, and our revival. It's here. It's happening. It's now. The Lord bless you. Have an amazingly restorative week. I pray that the days make up to you what the nights have done, and that God continues to get the glory out of your life. The Lord bless you until next time. Good night, everybody.